yesterday, after achieving a, quote, ludicrous rate of progress, Elon Musk released his AI chatbot and large language model, Grok 4, and claims it's the smartest AI in the world, along with the Trust Me Bro benchmarks to back it up. It can achieve perfect SAT scores every time, and outperforms almost every grad student in every discipline. Vibe coders have been dropping all kinds of crazy demos with it, like this 3D first-person shooter built in 4 hours, and Elon himself claims it's even better than Cursor. All you have to do is copy and paste your entire code base into it. In addition, Super Grok 4 Heavy can run in parallel to solve complex problems, while your obsolete monkey brain looks in awe at this beautiful futuristic UI. It all sounds amazing, but there's just one problem. Grok is literally Mecha Hitler, or at least that's what it's been calling itself recently, while offering unprompted praise to the original emo kid, Adolf H. Yes, the Austrian painter who died in Argentina in 1962. Despite this controversy, though, Grok appears to have pulled ahead in the race to AGI. In today's video, we'll put it to the ultimate test and find out if XAI just cracked the final solution to artificial intelligence. It is July 11th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. Elon Musk might have more haters than anyone else in the world right now. Libs hate him for going full MAGA, while MAGA hates him for accusing Trump of being on the Epstein client list. A list that was on the Attorney General's desk, but now magically never existed. It turns out this poor guy was just a math teacher with no clients at all. The haters want to see Elon fail, but Grok 4 is too impressive to ignore. If we're to trust these benchmarks, its reasoning capabilities are far ahead of the other top models, most notably on the ARC AGI benchmark. It's not only outperforming other models, but also doing it at a lower cost. And XAI is scaling up very aggressively, like they're even shipping a power plant from overseas because they can't get it done fast enough in the United States. The thing is, though, every model nowadays is cooked to look as good as possible on benchmarks, and the one true test is to have it solve real problems in your own life. You can use Grok 4 for just $30 per month, or if you're not already broke from OpenAI Pro, Claude Max, and Gemini Ultra, you can use Super Grok 4 Heavy for just $300 per month, a version with higher rate limits and the ability to run multiple agents in parallel. But one problem in my life is building Svelte 5 apps with runes, so let's see if we can make Grok 4 build a simple to-do app with this tech. I've tried this prompt with every other AI tool out there, but none have been able to satisfy me. When prompted, Grok did a ton of research. It went to the documentation, it went to Reddit, GitHub, and even watched YouTube videos. And the end result was a full working demo that did use the new runes feature in Svelte 5. However, when I looked a little more closely at the code, I noticed it was using some legacy syntax that required some manual debugging. Overall, Grok's coding capability seemed to be on par with the other big models, but it's missing a CLI tool like Claude Code. However, if it's as good as they say it is, why can't it just build its own CLI tool? Well, actually it can, and that's exactly what this guy did. If we're truly advancing into the singularity, AI can and should be building all of its own tooling at this point. Pretty cool, but if you're still afraid to use it because of Hitler, you'll be happy to know that Elon said it was manipulated into saying this. Maybe that's true, maybe not, but in general, Grok has far fewer guardrails on offensive speech compared to other mainstream models, and this gives the end user the ability to steer it in unique ways that some might find offensive. AI is now writing more of our code than ever, but according to a recent Microsoft study, it still sucks at debugging, which is why you should check out Sentry, the sponsor of today's video. They just launched a new AI debugging agent called Seer, which developers claim is actually good and capable of fixing complex issues in one shot. That's because unlike other AI debugging tools, Seer can access all of the context that it gets from your codebase, like error data, logs, and stack traces, allowing it to pinpoint the root cause with over 94% accuracy. Using this context, it automatically debugs the root cause of your issue and opens a pull request with a fix. Try out Seer for free today at sentry.io/fireship. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.